जो सब्जेक्ट हम आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं वो है डेटा एंट्री ऑपरेशन, और हम बात करेंगे मेल मर्ज के बारे में। और जानकारी देने के लिए हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में मौजूद है हमारी एक्सपर्ट मिस राधिका बी। मैम बहुत बहुत स्वागत है हमारे साथ।
थैंक यू। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट मेल मर्ज लेसन इन डेटा एंट्री ऑपरेशन सब्जेक्ट। The common word processing task is to produce periodic mailings to send to different people or agencies to connect it with your profession or your business. So the mailing features in Word can help you to organize your address data, get it into your document and print it out in the desired format. So when you want to send the same letter to many people, then it better, just copying the same letter and typing the new address of new recipients or something. Instead of doing that task, you can go for mail merge. And for that, only three things we have to have. We have to have a letter, main letter we have to have. Then we have to have the address of the recipients. Then we should have the merged documents. So the main body of the letter you have to write. So you might be knowing that even in the language subjects you have written some letters, you might have get into the practice of writing the letter. In the same way, your body of the letter you have to mention. Suppose you are sending the letter to your teachers, then you have to give the proper with due respect you have to write respected ma'am, respected sir. In that way we have to send. If you are sending the letter to your friend, then you can mention the dear friend or dear the person name. And and the body of the letter, after we have given the greetings, then we have to write the main portion in the body of the letter. Then at the end we have to write thanking you. On the right side we will write our name by writing yours sincerely, faithfully, or yours obediently. So these type of things we will use it for different purpose. We will use different words. So that portion you might have learned. I hope that you know that how to write a letter. So the same letter you will be writing in a Word document. So you will be using the word processor and you will be writing the main letter. Now what you have to do, if you want to send the letter to 10 members, there are a few ways to solve each problem, right? So you can do that. If you want to send the same letter to 10 persons, then you have to the main letter you will be having, then in each letter you will type the person address and you will send the letter. You will take the printout and you will send the letter, or you may send the letter in the mail. But if you want to send the same letter to 100%, then how to do it? We can do it by using the mail merge feature. We can just have the content with us, then we can keep the recipient address in one table. If you want, you can keep it in a table, or if you are familiar with a spreadsheet, then you can keep it in your spreadsheet. Or if you know how to use database, then you can have the same data in database or table or in the spreadsheet. So once you have created the data, the data will be having the information like name can be split into two, first name and last name. Then if you are sending it to your friend, then you obviously the residential address you have to mention, like a house number or landmark, street name, and state name, city name. Then we can have if you're sending it to the other country, then you have to mention the country name as well, as then we have to mention the pin code or zip code. So it depends upon the place where you want to send. So you will be entering the all the basic information about the particular person address. Then if you're sending it to any senior officer, or if you're sending the letter to your colleagues, then you may have to mention their designation. So there might be a column for separate for the mentioning the designation. So all those information you should know, to whom we have to send and what are the basic address details and basic their occupation details, that you have to keep it in one particular place. That you can enter into your Word table. In the normal Word process, we will be having a table, right? So we can create a table and we can enter all the details. So in the same way, as I told you, so you can use the spreadsheet, or if you are familiar with the database, then you can use any database and you can save all the necessary fields. Once we have created the data in the table or spreadsheet or in the database, then our most of our job is done. So we are having the body of the letter, then we are also having the data with us. Only we have to merge both. So that's why we this feature is called as mail merge. I'm merging the data in the document, so it is called mail merge. Once I have merged, how to combine? So it doesn't mean like that I will I will put the table and in the table I will be having the body of the letter. It's not like that. Each person address will be placed in the place where we have to insert the person details. In that particular place we will insert the particular fields. So only in one page one person detail will be there, one recipient details will be placed in one single page. In the same way, if you are using spreadsheet or if you are using a database, we will be inserting only the particular person name. So I'm just taking the example how it will be. Suppose a person name is Mr. Praveen Kumar. So here the person title, here this Mr., Dr., Miss, Mrs. So those will be considered as a title field. So we can have them in separate field. So we will be writing Mr. Senthil Kumar, Mr. Praveen Kumar. So here Mr. is my title and Praveen is my first name, then Kumar is the last name. So these three fields I will be having it in one particular table. I'm just taking the example of table so that you will be able to understand how the things will be looking. In the table, we have added one first column with title, second column as first name, then third column as last name. So I'm writing Mr. Praveen Kumar. So this is my first data. After that, I will be having the street name, locality, landmark, city name, pin code, state name, all the informations will be there in the other fields. So the first three fields will be having the first person details. The second row, person details will be available in the second row. The third row will be having the information of the third person's details. So when I insert a field in the letter, I will be mentioning details of the person. I will be just entering the name of the field. So how I will be inserting? I will be inserting the title first. So I want in this way, like Mr. Praveen Kumar. So the title should be there in the first field. Second, first name should come, then last name should come. After that, in the second line, I want to enter their details. So if I have the field like house name, street name, house number, street name, or locality, landmark, or whatever it is there, so I will be inserting the particular field names in the letter. So once I completed the format of how I want each letter to be printed, so once first I have to decide how I have to put it. So first line will be having the person name, second line will be containing the house number and street name, then third line will be having the landmark and landmark or locality or the place name, then we will be having the city and state name, then we will be inserting the pin code. So this I will be having it in each line. So I have to design how I have to display. Even in my body of the letter, I want, instead of saying the dear sir, if I want to mention the person name, suppose I want to say the first name I want to insert. So I will be doing after dear word will be there in my body of the letter. Then I will be inserting the field for first name. So dear, then first name field I will insert. So this will be there in the format. Once I have completed my mail merge, I will be able to do the preview of my results. So what will happen in the first letter, it will be showing the Mr. Praveen Kumar details. In the second letter, whoever name I have entered, that person details will be available. In the third page or third letter will be having the third person details. So individual letter will be generated for each person. So once we have generated this type of letter by combining the data and the main body of the letter, we can send the same letter to anybody. So that a copy of the letter we will be having, and we can send it to others by mail, or we can take the printout and we can post the letter. And the same merged letter can be used any number of times. So we don't have to worry that once I have lost my letter, what will happen. We will be having the proof of that letter, and the same letter can be reused any number of times. So today our main focus will be how to create a mail merge. So you can merge a list of names and addresses to a single letter that can be sent to different people in their names and addresses. You can create categories, a single letter with variable information fields in it or labels. You can also produce merged document such as directory, list, invoices, print addresses list, or print addresses on envelopes and mailing labels. So the same data can be used on the labels. You might have noticed when somebody send, you know, you might have received some of the invitation cards, or you might have received some parcel. In that, they might have not returned the person name in the pen. They might have taken the printout and they might have placed it on the envelope. Or they might have taken the printout on the envelope itself, or they might have used some stickers for printing the person details. So this can be done, this can also be done by using mail merge. So once we have created the data can be put it in the labels and it can take the printout of the labels. Once we have designed that what are the fields have to come for the mail merge, what we have discussing, we discussed about how to take the printout of the letter. In the same way, in the labels also we have to just decide what are the fields that have to come, like here title, first name, last name, and the address or designation details or whatever they have we want to display, that we have to decide. Then once we have decided, and we if we can just take the mail merge option for labels, all the labels will be printed in the expected way. So it will be displaying in the preview with proper spaces by giving for each one of the recipients. So in each label, one person detail will be printed. So their postal address can be printed in single label. Once we have given the printout of the label, later that label will be having like a sticky paper will be there. So we can remove the sticker and we can place it on the invitation cards or envelopes. So that we can do, and we can also take the printout on the envelopes itself. So we will be discussing one by one how to do mail merge. So in the discussion you might have understood that there are three types of documents are in merged in involved in the mail merge. So those are main document, the data source, and the merge document. The main document, in our discussion we talked about the body of the letter, so that is the main document. Then the data source, where we have stored the person details, their postal address, we kept it in one particular place, right? So that place is called as data source. And the merge document is the one which we got it by merging the data source and the main document. So the merge document will be the final document which we can take the printout, or we can send it to any number of persons. For doing the mail merge, there are few steps are there. So today we are going to discuss about Microsoft Word 2007. In that, there are features are already available. Only we have to choose, we have to know where we have to choose which type of menu we have to choose and what are the steps we have to follow. So that we are going to discuss now. For doing the mail merge in the Microsoft Word software, we have to use the mailings tab. In the mailings tab, if you click, then you will come to know the start mail merge. There is a mail merge wizard is also available, so we can click on the mail merge wizard. So once we have clicked the mail merge wizard, it will be giving you the steps. So there are totally 6 steps are there. So only we have to do or we have to complete each step. Once we have completed all the steps, then we will get the merged document in the last, after completing the last step. So, you can do it by mail merge wizard, or if you want, you can use the start mail merge option, which is available in the mailings tab. Then we can choose one each step and we can start to do that. So now we will be discussing about how to do the mail merge by using the mail merge wizard. The first step is that once we have started mail merge wizard, then first it will be asking you select the document type. So once we have chosen the select document type, it will be asking letter, labels, envelopes, directory, email messages, and it will be having all the options. Suppose I want to send the letter, then I have to choose letters here. If I want to send an email message, then I have to choose the second option. If I want to use the envelope, then I have to choose envelopes option. If I am using labels, then I have to choose labels. If I am doing directory, then I have to choose the directory type. So once I have chosen what type of a document it is, then I have to click the next step. The next step is select starting document. So once we have completed, once we have completed the first step, then we have to do the second step. So here it will be asking which type of, where you want. Suppose I wanted to put it in the current document, the mail merge document will be the current document, or do we want the separate one? Or so it will be asking like use the current document or start from a template, start from the existing document. So I have to choose the option depends upon where I want. Suppose I want to use the current document, then I have to choose the use the current document option. Once I have chosen the current document option, then it will be I can go for the next step, that is selecting the recipients. So we can select the recipients now. So I'm just giving the example. Suppose instead of using the current document, if I have chosen start from the template, what will happen? If you don't have the drafted letter for use, and you can choose for ready to use mail merge template, which is already available with Microsoft Word, then you can go for this start from the template. Or if you want to use the existing document, then we can use start from the existing document. So depends upon your need, you can choose the option. So once we have chosen whether a current document, or whether you are choosing it from the template, or if you are using from the existing document, then we can choose the recipients. For selecting the recipients, we have to know to whom we are sending, right? So we should know which type of the data source we are going to use. So in the next step, we will be selecting the recipients. The recipients may be available in the existing list, or you might be using it from the My Outlook contacts, or you might be going to create a new list. So there may be three situations. You might be having the existing list, or you might have to create a new list, or you might be using the contacts which are available in the Outlook. So the three options are there. So if you are going to use an existing list, then you have to choose the option use an existing list. From there it will be asking you in which place it is available. So it means that you are already having that particular list, only you have to choose that list. So you have to browse option, you have to choose. In that you have to choose the file name. The file might be available in some particular folder or particular drive. So we have to choose the particular location. Suppose it is available in D drive. In that there is a folder called Radhika. In that I am having my database. So I have to choose the D drive, then I have to choose the Radhika folder, then I have to choose the file name. Once I have selected the file name, the mail merge wizard will be keeping that particular data source which was chosen, that will be used for merging the data. If I have chosen the option of select from Outlook contacts, then what are the contacts which are available in my Outlook, that list will be there. So if I want to send it for few people, I can choose it from the particular list. If I don't have the list, I didn't create any list till now, and I want to create a new list now, I can do that. I have to choose the option, third option, that is type a new list. Once I have clicked type a new list, then it will be giving me the option for creating the list. So there I can choose the field names. I can write the details to, suppose I want to send the letter to 100 persons. I can start to type their name, details and everything. I can do it from that particular option. If I chosen that type a new list option, I will be able to get the permission of entering a new list of details for any number of persons. Suppose it is for 100, I can do it for 100. If I want to do it for 50 persons, I can do it. Or if I want to do it for more number of persons also, I can do that. Now once I have chosen the options, I will be able to create a new list, and the created new list will be used for mail merge. So this is about how we can do it by choosing the existing list and creating a new list. Now the next step is writing our letters. So the fourth option is writing the letter. So I will be having letters, so I can choose that existing letter, or if I want to mention any address block or greeting line, or if we if you want to add more recipient details or something, then we can do it. To add recipient information to your letters, then we can click the location in the document and then click the items like address block, greeting line, or electronic postage, or any options whichever is available, we can choose them. The next step is previewing our letters. Once we have chosen the type of letter we are using, then we can start to do the preview of our letters. In the preview, it will be giving the information that how our letter will be can be taken. So suppose I have inserted their field names, their name, address and everything, it will be displaying it in the anchor brackets. So suppose the field name is Mr. The title we have chosen, right? Title, first name, last name and the addresses. So those field names can be put it in the anchor brackets, and we will be able to see how it will come. So we can do the preview of the letters if any, at any point of time, if you feel like, no, this is not the letter I need, I want to change the field names, or I want to remove some of the particular field names, or I want to add the particular field names or something, then we can go back to the previous step and we can do whatever the changes we are expecting in that particular letter. So that we can do it. And once we have once we have felt like the letters are final and the preview is done, and we felt like the things are in the proper format, then we can choose the last step, complete the merge. So once we have clicked the complete the merge option, it will be giving you the result, right? Whatever the fields have was merged, those fields will be coming and displayed in the pages, and you will be able to see the letter in front of you. So if you want, you can take the printout of the letters, or if you want to edit the individual letters, suppose you feel like some recipients greeting line you want to change, or if you feel like you want to give some special message to particular recipients or something, then we can do edit individual letters. So this is the broad steps which we have to do it for creating the mail merge. Suppose instead of using the table, I want to use the Excel worksheet. What we have to do, we have to open the Excel worksheet, and we have to type the data field names on the top row of the worksheet, and we can start typing the data records. The data records means the fields details. When you finish entering all the data records, we have to save the worksheet, and we have to select the data field names and data records which we typed in the worksheet, and then we have to click on the copy button in the toolbar which is available, or we can right click and choose the option copy. And we can open the Word program and open a new document and then click on paste the button. So the data will be copied to the Word document in a table form. So we have to save the particular document and the data source which we want to use it. That data source document will be ready for using. So if you are having the data in different format, you don't have to worry. Only you have to just use the you can copy the data and you can put it in the Word document, or if you are having the databases, then you can also use the databases. Now we have discussed about how to do how to create letters in by using the mail merge. Now we will discuss about how to create envelopes by merging an address list. The steps will be remaining almost same. Only the first option, when we have chosen the mail merge wizard, the first place where we are going to choose, like whether we are going to do it for letters, envelopes, and also in that particular place we have to choose envelopes. So on the envelopes, once we have chosen envelopes, then we have to choose the options like that. We have to choose the field names, and we will be once we have selected the field names, then we have to do the preview of the results, and we will be able to merge the details. So we are going to discuss about how to do about first creating the main document. We have to click on the blank document. From there we can choose the mailings tab. Then from the mailings tab we can choose the option start mail merge. Under the subtask menu start mail merge, we have to choose the option envelopes. And once we have chosen the envelope option, option dialog box will appear. In that we can choose the envelope size, then we can choose the delivery address and the font size what we want, and the return address font size how you want. So those you can enter. On the envelopes tab, select the envelope size and the recipient address and the return address details size we can mention it here, and we can click on the printing options tab and make sure that the selected envelope feed options are correct for our printer, and then we can click the option OK. So this is envelope options dialog box appeared. In that there are two tabs will be there. One is envelope options and other option is printing options. In the envelope options, we have to mention the envelope size, return address size, and delivery address font size we have to mention. In the printing options, we have to check that whether the selected envelope feed options are correct for our printer or not. So once we have decided, then we can click OK. Next we have to click the option for opening the data source. So once we have finished selecting the label type and format for use, it is now we have to select the data source from where the data will get added to the labels. So under the mailings tab, we have to select the option select recipients. Once we have selected the recipients, then we will be able to use the options like we can create the existing list, or if you want we can create a new list, or we can choose the Outlook contact. So the options will remain same, so we can choose any one of them, or if you are having the existing list, then we can use the existing list option. So you can open various data file format. Also we can use Access database, Access files, Word file, rich text format files and all. So once the data file is selected, based on the type of the data file is selected, mail merger will ask you to define how to distinguish between the data fields and the data records. So once it is done, then the data file will be loaded into the mail merge, and we can click on the edit recipient list buttons. Once we have started to click on the edit recipient letters, then we will be able to modify the details of the recipients. To locate a data record that we want to change, we can move to the record number we want to change, its contents or anything if you want to do, then we can edit them. In the mailings tab, under the write and insert fields, subtask, we can click on the insert merge field. So this is about, we are discussing, there are mail merge wizard is also available. If you want to use not want to use the mail merge wizard and you want to do the steps one by one, then we can go for the mailings tab. From the mailings tab, we can click on the start mail merge, then we can start to choose the options. Here what we are doing, that we are doing it by manually, we are doing. First we have chosen the start mail merge, then we have chosen the envelope option, then envelope options dialog box appeared. Then once we have chosen what type of envelope, how the font size of the envelope to be displayed or something, once we have decided everything, we can click on the data source and we can choose whether we want to use the existing list or edit the list. So whatever we want to do, we can do it by choosing the data source. If you want, we can edit the recipient list also. Once we have done, then we will be clicking on the mailings tab and we will choose write and insert fields. In that, we will start to click on the insert merge field, then to insert the fields which are required, which you want to merge. So those fields we will choose it and we will insert it. Insert it in the document. So once we have done, then the merge the data into the main document. So that is the last step. In the mailing step, we have to click on the preview results to display the merged labels with actual data from the selected data source before the labels are printed. So for that, we have to do it. So this will help us to view the envelope as they will get printed and take any corrective measures if we want to do it, that we can do it. Now, if you want, even if you feel like the list are wrong and list are should be modified, list needs some more changes, then we can go back and do that. Once we clicked fine, once we previewed, then we can start to take the printout of the envelope. But in between or after started to take the printout, if you feel like I want to do modification, then you may have to do the steps again. The merge data with the document. So if you want to send the merge envelope directly to the printer, we can click finish and merge option. So we can click on that option, then the details will be the final document, final envelope details, you will be able to see it. So once we click print, you will be able to take the printout of your envelope. So the same procedure is for the labels. We can do, we can create the labels. The main change will be the first, in the wizard we have chosen letters. For envelopes, we have chosen envelopes. In the same way, for doing the labels, we have to choose the option labels in the first mail merge wizard step. So the rest will be remaining the same. But if you feel like you don't want to use the mail merge wizard, or if you want to do it by yourself, then we have to create the main document. For creating the main document, we have to choose the mailings option and we have to click the start mail merge. Then we have to choose from the under the subtask of start mail merge, we have to choose the option labels. So once we have clicked the labels, the label options dialog box will appear. The label option dialog box will show you that what type of label it is. Then the printer information also we have to give. So whether it is 30 per page, whether 1x4 letter, 1x2 letter. So what type of label details you want to enter, that you can enter. So, and also you can mention about the margin, left margin, top margin, right margin, page size. Those details will also be asked. So you can enter the information, and the procedure is that once we have decided this, then we have to choose the data source. So for that, we have to click on the mailings tab, then we have to click the select recipients, then we have to click the type new list or use the existing list, or we have to choose the option. The third option is choosing the Outlook contacts. So we can choose any one. then once we have chosen the existing list or type a new list, then we will be able to use the list which is available, or you will be going to create a list and you are going to use that particular list. So that we will be doing. Then once we have done with the list, then we will be inserting the fields. So for inserting the fields, we can click on mailings tab, then we can choose the option write and insert fields, then we can choose insert merge fields. So we have to choose one by one the field names we have to choose, and we can insert it in the label window. So once we have done all these options, we will be able to do the preview. We will be able to do see the results in the preview. And if you click next or the first record details, or if you want to see the last record details, you can just click on the arrow buttons, then you will be able to see the next label details or the previous label details. You will be able to see it. So once we have done all the steps, we can click on the finish and merge option. We how to do that. From here, we have to click on the mailings tab, then we have to choose the option finish and merge. Once we have clicked finish and merge, all the details, whatever you have chosen, whatever the fields you have chosen, those fields will be displayed in the particular label. So the merge labels will be printed, it can be printed on the labels, or if you want to take the printout of the labels in the normal white sheets also, you can do it. So learners, till now we discussed about how to create a mail merge. This is one of the important feature we can say, and it is a very easy one. You don't have to remember a lot of things, only few steps we have to follow. So just remember that whenever you are sending an invitation or letter or label or envelopes to any more persons, if you are sending a single letter, you can just type the person name and you can take the printout. When you are sending more letters, same letter you want to distribute, just imagine that your school is celebrating an annual day and the school wants to send the invitation letter to all the parents. So in that case, they may have to send more than 1,000 letters. So in that particular case, how the school can do the task? They can just use a mail merge. If they have, obviously they will be having the address of all the parents, so those details can be placed in a table, simple word table they can create, and they can put it. Obviously they might be using the data source databases they will be having, so those databases can also be used. But suppose, just imagine that if they don't have any data source, databases are not maintained, they can simply create a word document. In that a table can be inserted. In that they can enter the basic details like the student number, parents' name, their address, those details they can enter, and whatever the fields they want to insert from the particular field, they can choose it and they can insert in the mail merge. So the main body of the letter you will be having, you have to type, say when you plan to send invitation, you might have created a letter. So that letter can be merged with the data source, that is the data which is available in the table. That table can be used as a source, and you can merge that main letter, the main invitation letter can be merged with the data source, that is the table which you have created. So both these details can be combined and can be sent to individual parents. So just imagine that, like that, you might come across a situation like that. In that particular time, you don't have to worry, only you can use the word processing software. You can just start to enter all the fields in particular table or spreadsheet or database, whatever you want, you are comfortable with that. So you can create that and you can start to merge. For merging the document and data source, the steps are very simple. You can use the mail merge wizard. If you click the mail merge wizard, then it will be asking the steps. There are totally 6 steps are there. First, we will be selecting the type of document, whether we want to create a new document or we are going to use it a template, are we going to use the existing document. So we will be using what type of one you want. So you want a fresh new document, then you can go for that. If you are having some template and that you want to use that template, then you can choose that. So once we have created the option of selecting the document, then we will be choosing the data source, which data source I am going to use, whether it is table, database, or whether it's spreadsheet or data or anything, whatever we want to use, that type of data we will be choosing it in the second step. In the third step, we will be choosing whether you want to edit the details, then I will be doing. If I want to add some greeting lines like dear Mr. Doctor something, you want to add that type of greeting lines, we can enter. Once we have chosen the data and once we have merged, created the list, once we have selected what we want, then we can start to merge the content. You will be able to see the preview of your results. It at any point of time, if you want to go back and do the steps, you can go back, you can click the previous step, and you can start to change the options which you want to change. So these things are very simple. In the wizard, it will be giving you the hint of each options. Once you have selected, use the existing list, then it will be giving you the information that what it is. If you click the type a new list, then it will be giving that create that particular list. So once you want to create a new list, then you will be entering the details of each record there. Once all the steps are done, we can click on the finish and merge option. Once you click the finish and merge, you will be able to see the final merged documents. So if you are sending the invitation, you will be having the final merged invitation, individual invitation, you will be able to see it. So you can take the printout. If you want to send the email, you can do it, or if you want to use it for later, then you can save it. So this is very simple. You can create labels, you can create envelopes. So by using the mail merge, we can send letters, envelopes, we can create letters, envelopes, and also we can send the email messages. So learners, you got a clear idea about how to use the mail merge feature in your day-to-day activity. So this is very simple. We have also given the step-by-step instruction in our material. You can go through it and you can just start to do the same thing first, then you started to create your own mail merge document. Then once you have done this task, it will be easy for you in your future. You can learn and you can do it, you can complete the task very quickly. Thank you so much for listening.